presence of the Lord is in this room today. Even as we were worshiping during our sound check, I felt something supernatural in this room. There are some people in here, and you need a miracle in your life. You need a breakthrough in your life. Let's press into our worship today like we need something desperately from Jesus. Let's press into our praise today like we need something desperately from Jesus. Do I have anybody in this room when your back was against the wall and you didn't know how you was gonna make it and how you were gonna get out just in the nick of time? Jesus stepped right in just in the nick of time. If he's been an on-time God in your life, I need you to lift your hands and release your worship, because he always makes a way. He's always made a way. Come on, somebody, raise up your worship. I need you to open up your mouth and lift up your worship in this room. You made a way. When my back was against the wall and it looked as if it was over, you, come on, made. And we're standing here only because you made a way. I don't know how, but you did it. Say that, y'all. Don't know how, but you did it. Anybody got a testimony? Don't know how.
Don't know how, but you did it.
Woo! Somebody ought to just think back and say, don't know how.
Don't know how, but you did it.
Raise it one more time. Said, I don't know how, but you did it.
Don't know how, but you did it.
You step right in just in the nick of time. Don't know how, but you did it.
Don't know how, but you did it.
Come on, raise it real loud. You got two more times. Say, don't know how, but you did it.
Don't know how, but you did it.
Hey, one more time. Say, don't know how, but you did it.
Don't know how, but you did it.
You move mountains, you cause walls to fall with your power. Come on, relate this. Perform miracles. There is nothing, hey, that's impossible. And we're standing here only because you. So you move mountains,
move mountains.
You cause walls.
You cause walls to fall.
Said no, you said yes. Come on, say, when the doctor said no, you said yes. I should have been dead, but you said not yet. Say, I should have been dead, but you said not yet. 'Cause you're a miracle worker. Say, you're a miracle worker.
You're a miracle worker.
Raise it louder. Say, you're a miracle worker.
You're a miracle worker.
Hey, has it worked miracles in your life? You're a miracle worker.
You're a miracle worker.
Hey, and you're always making a way.
Always making a way.
Says you're always making a way.
Yesterday I was just having my moment with the Lord, and I was just singing this over and over, playing the piano, and God started to remind me of all of these moments in my life that he's made a way. Because sometimes it's really easy to forget when you're in the middle of something, to remember all the times you were delivered. And what was different about this is he started to tell me all these things. You know, when people have done wrong to you, he's made a way. When you've come up with a sickness, he's given you healing. But then he started to show me these moments where I put myself in situations. So in the fall of 2017, I was in kind of a rough relationship that I know the Lord didn't want me in. And I was just kind of like, you know, I kind of know best in this area, sometimes we think. And I remember I ended up getting engaged, and I was laying on the floor of my closet crying. And I said, God, I know you told me not to be in this. And you have every right to not help me out of this situation because I went against what you said. But I know you're good and you're faithful and you're consistent and you're kind. And even though I put myself in harm's way, I know you'll make a way out of this. And I kid you not, and days later, I get a call from Pastor Tasha, and she's like, hey, can I give Pastor John Gray your phone number? And I was like, sure, of course. And I ended up talking to Pastor John, and he's like, I want you to move to Greenville. And I had no idea that that was going to be the thing that got me out of that relationship. And what I wanted to remind you today, what I felt like the Lord put on my heart to say, is there are people in this room who have stopped going to God about specific situations because you have put yourself in it financially, relationally, spiritually. And you're like, well, you told me not to do this, and I did anyway. So honestly, it's not your responsibility. But can I remind you today that the God that we serve is faithful to get you out of anything, any mess that you have even put yourself in this morning? So when you feel like your back's against the wall, and even you are the one that put yourself there, he is faithful to rescue you from it. Come on, can we go to God together? Let us not just listen to what I'm saying, but lift up your voice in your heavenly language. God, we repent for not going to you first. We love you. We love your consistency, your faithfulness, your kindness, your mercy. You're romancing us back into your heart even today. We thank you that you are working all things. We thank you that you are working every situation, every single thing going on in our lives. You are putting in this mosaic, this tapestry, this beautiful story of you and I and our love. Lord Jesus, we give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise and adoration. We lavish our love on you. Come on, let's just lift up a shout of praise today. Hallelujah. All glory and honor to your name. You are worthy. Amen. Amen. Come on, tap the person next to you and say, he's making a way. Even now, he's making a way.